There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Perhaps search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. Don't forget, Dave Richard will join us in just about 15 minutes. We know you have a ton of fantasy football questions. He will answer them for you at 8 o'clock, so get those prepared. All right, a couple of days ago I was in the studio with the boys, with Matt and Mike Marr. Everybody has M names over there.
Mike Moore.
And Mike Marr was talking about how he needed to go get a haircut. This was a couple days ago because we were out of the studio yesterday. And he was lamenting. He's like, I've got my normal guy at 11, my normal guy can cut my hair at 2, but I want to get it done earlier. But he was a little bit worried about the guy who could have cut his hair earlier instead of his normal
guy.
Why?
Just because you don't trust him?
Let him explain.
Yeah, so ever since I moved to Arlington, I've been going to the same shop, and there's this one guy who's really good at cutting hair, and he's only available certain days. But on Monday, he was only available after 2, and I was doing stuff during the afternoon, but I really wanted to get my hair cut early in the week.
No, I understand that.
Wizards game day and stuff like that.
Oh, you wanted to look fresh.
Exactly, even though I wore a hat. Yeah. But so I booked an 11 o'clock appointment with a different fella, and the rest is kind of history.
Why?
I actually like the
What's
hair.
Wrong?
I got to tell pay a compliment to you like an hour ago?
No, you did. To be fair, I didn't even notice that something was wrong with it until I walked in today.
Oh, these
and
guys.
And Valdez started chirping me, yeah. And then I looked on my phone because, you know, I got it cut Monday, went to the gym, took care of some stuff, went home, showered, woke up early yesterday, yeah. Never really even bothered to look in the mirror.
What happened?
Well, I'll come in and show you.
He told me on Monday he was going to get his hair cut. He was told me about the dilemma. And I said, just go to the 11 o'clock.
Just go to the guy at 11. It's fine.
And
you're not freaking Brad Pitt.
So I guess this is the first time I saw him with his hair cut.
Yeah. So they're not using scissors on his head.
And I noticed it. They botched it.
What did they do?
They botched it.
Why?
He has Mark, to come go in there and show you. Show them the hairline.
I've seen it already.
Is it a legit botch?
It's not great.
I thought the hair looked good. I got a haircut? Well,
you glance at it. You haven't really taken
it. I'm looking at your hair just from the front.
Look at the left side compared to the right side.
Yeah. I mean, it's right side and then the left side.
Definitely uneven.
The widow's peak on that side's a little...
It's uneven.
They went
too deep.
He cut up too high.
You're right.
You might want to go to Turkey, by the way.
Yeah, it looks fine.
You might want to go to Turkey. I think he's.
They're not using scissors on your hair, though, right?
Just join team ball.
They're just shaving it, right?
Yeah. So what I tell him is skin fade on the sides and then a 3 or 4 on top. So absolutely no scissors. But where it went wrong was he took a straight blade at the end, and normally that's where they go around my ears. He went with the straight blade up high. Never had that happen before. Never do I want that to happen again.
He's got onset drab.
I thought it looked
what's
good.
What's a straight blade?
What are you like a straight about? Razor.
Yeah. Like an old school, like you
like
see.
Like you're shaving your face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times haircuts, they'll do it at the back of your neck.
So you think he just, let me see, look down, put your head down. I think that's just your hairline.
No, it's not.
No.
No way.
I think it's a combination.
No way it's that uneven.
Look how uneven it is.
Hurting a hairline.
I think I do.
Yeah. Not one side of his hairline's receding.
His hairline may be hurting, but it's...
Now, what he could do is you want to go over there and cut that other widow's peak a little deeper to make it match the other one.
No, I kind of just want it to run its course.
But if you're just walking, I understand Valdez noticed it because you were talking about it, but if you're just walking into a restaurant, bar,
nobody's going to notice.
Store, no one's going to notice.
Yeah, don't worry.
Nobody's going to notice because you're going to wear a hat until that thing grows in.
Oh, yeah. If I'm not in Clarendon, Arlington this weekend, it's a lock. I'm wearing a hat.
You're wearing a lid.
But yeah, I don't care about it too much anyway. I mean, it grow back in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But
he better get that membership ready to join the club. It's coming, bud.
Don't you think? The turkey? Understand what I'm saying?
Is your dad bald? Yeah.
No, he's not. But two of my uncles are. So, you know, I could be leaning towards that side.
I mean, put your head down.
Look at the left side, Eric. It looks like a triangle. It looks like a shark fin.
It's a little uneven. There's no doubt. But you're a guy. I know other guys weren't going to. I mean, I guess Valdez noticed. But maybe you were hawking him because you knew.
Yeah, but would you have noticed if you weren't talking about the haircut?
Well, I noticed that he got a haircut. And right. it was the first thing I noticed about the haircut.
Okay, so you did notice.
Yeah, right. That was botched.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know
stepped into the lion's den and they killed you.
No, it's all good.
Yeah.
Trust me. I don't care. Just lock. I'm never going back to that guy.
You learned your lesson.
Yeah, I'm waiting
You're
the 2 or 3 hours.
Your guy.
Bingo.
Yeah.
I went and got mine, and my guy, Demetrius, literally, he probably does that to me all the time.
There's reason that sometimes if you go into a barbershop, one guy's got 3 or 4 guys waiting, and other guys, their chairs have cobwebs on them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just...
Well, that's always humiliating too. You got 2 people working the chairs. And you're one of 9 people waiting for Demetrios.
Yeah, but look,
guy. I just go to whoever's first.
That's why you can't listen to JP. He can't tell when something's wrong with a haircut.
Right.
But when you go to a $20 chop shop, you're taking it in your own hands. Yeah. Like sometimes they're going to butcher it.
How much would you pay?
Like I go to a chop shop. They butcher it all the time. Sometimes
you don't care?
I'm just like, it is what it is.
Right.
I'm going to be wearing a hat.
Yeah, I wear a hat anyway. I don't care. I tell the guy, I say, listen, I don't care. Just cut off as much of it as you can. Just hate it.
Well, in hindsight,
those are my directions.
When I was looking up this, like to schedule the appointment, because you have to book it in advance, this new guy I went to, the place opens at 10:30. It was 11, 11:15, 11:30, 11:45, like 12. Just all these openings. So I don't think anyone wanted to go to this guy.
So I don't go to places to do appointments.
Can I ask him the question that's just jumping out at me?
Sure.
How's your Reggie?
that's
jumping out at you.
Yeah, that's fine.
You were thinking about that.
Are you a silly groomer?
Well, if you remember for Christmas last year,
you got
White Elephant,
razor.
I got the Manscaped.
Yeah.
Thing completely just changed my life.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Manscaped is the best.
Really?
I kind of want to Manscaped the beard trimmer, but I trimmed up. I had a beard earlier in the year. But, all right. Yeah.
All right, put your head down one more time. If anybody wants this, if they have a cousin, they think that's horrible. I don't think it's horrible.
I think it's bad.
I think it looks bad, but it's not tight.
It's not that bad, but it's not great.
It's not that good either.
It's not perfect.
I know bad haircuts. Because,
are you sensitive? Yeah. Do you have a little widow's peak action going on yours too?
No, I'm good. My hair's silly. But I know bad haircuts because growing up, my dad used to take me to the barber school.
Where it was practice on you?
Yeah, where it was $5. They nick your ear and they do a horrible job on your hair.
Valdez does is like scratch and dent. Everything he does.
Dented soup can.
Yeah, my dad.
When we get our hair cut, my dad would take me and my brother in the Glen Burnie Mall to the barber school.
I've definitely heard of it.
So I know bad haircuts. He has a bad haircut.
There is a spot, like I think it's in Twinbrook in Rockville, that I drive by from time to time. And right on the window, it says
barber school.
It says like you can get your haircut by somebody who's learning the gig
for
like $15.
I don't even care, and I'll pass.
Yeah.
First of all, some rookie is going to be in there taking an hour on your head.
Sure, it's going to take forever.
Yeah, and they put scissors to your ear.
Yeah. What I've had to do lately is, man, I get the stragglers right here. I have silly, bushy eyebrows.
Yeah.
Or I get the stragglers. They like how does like one just get like 3 feet long?
Well, you
like,
got to yank it out at that point.
I just went with my little. I just went zzz.
You got to get the tweezers and pluck that offending hair.
I'm starting to get hair on my ears.
Mm. All ears are the worst. The ear hair is the worst.
What is
if
that?
You start getting it poking
old age
out of your ear canal.
Oh, and I didn't say this yesterday because I didn't want to gross everybody
out. This is gross.
Yeah.
I'm just pre-warning the audience. What he's about to tell you is very gross.
I went to scratch my ear, and literally a grape-sized ear booger came out of my ear.
Like, what? Just wax?
Yeah. I mean,
I bet that felt silly, though.
It did feel amazing.
It felt great.
But I looked at it and went, oh, my God, that is disgusting.
Yeah, it's gross.
I mean, what is that? Is that just like boogers? Like, what is earwax
buildup? I mean,
is that the same thing as like what comes out of your nose? Like, is it?
I don't know.
Is it congestion?
I don't think so.
Is it congestion?
No, I don't think it's mucus.
It's not.
I'm 99% sure it's not mucus.
It's just dirt?
I don't know what it is.
It's wax.
What?
It's okay. Wax buildup in your ear. Yeah. I don't know how it gets there. It just
I think
happens.
Your ear produces it.
But I have had that where I've had it where it kind of it must tumble down the ear canal and fall like into your ear. I've had it where I've felt it before. I'm like, whoa, there's something. There's a big one in there, and I fish it out, and it's gross.
You got earwax. Here it is. This is from Bob Goo.
I do. All right. Yeah.
Earwax is called sebum.
All right.
I can't believe there's names for stuff like this.
I know.
It's dead skin cells, hair, combined with a number of different substances, including
hair.
Cholesterol. Yeah. Cholesterol, long-chain fatty acids.
If you have a big one, does that mean your cholesterol's trifling?
I don't know.
Alcohol, esters. I mean,
it's
just a bunch of stuff.
All the bad stuff I'm eating is coming out of my ears.
All my Sam Adams tumbling out of my ear. One tiny little nugget.
How often do you Q-tip your ears?
Not a lot because I think you're not supposed to do that.
I do it every morning.
I've done it.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If I'm at the club and I'm in the bathroom, I will grab a Q-tip and whoop, do a little whoop.
Really?
Side. Sure.
I got to say, in my lifetime, I've probably done it five times. It's not something I do.
Five times in your life?
If I want to clean my ear, I put this pinky in there and I'm going to dig it out.
You think that's cleaner and more sterile than a Q-tip?
You're not getting in there deep. A Q-tip would get in there deep.
Well, what do I need to
get? Tickle your eardrum.
I'm worried about rupturing my eardrum. Because I'll get in there.
Yeah.
I'll stick that Q-tip.
I guess I have dirty ears.
You've done it five times in your life. I'll do it five times by Saturday.
If you stuck a Q-tip in your ear right now.
No, I don't think so because a big ball just came out.
I don't know, but didn't come out of both ears. I'm guaranteeing the ear it didn't fall out of. If we stuck a Q-tip in there right now, it would come out brown and gross. And nobody would want to see it.
Yeah. Well, it was the gross. Biggest one I've ever had.
All right, when we come back, we will definitely pivot away from earwax talk, and we'll talk some fantasy football with Dave Richard, who'll give you that tasty lineup advice that you need for Week 8. He'll join us next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.